As I understand it, you have gone through the figures and you have satisfied yourself, and I guess you're going to have to satisfy parliamentarians of this today, that a family where, for example, the total income is $70,000 and where there's one breadwinner pays about $4,000 more in taxes?
Yes, that's correct. That's just using the Ontario schedule in terms of an example I gave. Of course, everybody, the actual circumstances will depend on families and their actual incomes and how you do those calculations. But that was just an example to be given.
Well, for example, what if one of the income earners is earning 50 and the other one is earning 20 for the same total of 70? Are they somehow treated more beneficially by the tax system or less beneficially?
Less beneficially. They'll end up paying more taxes than, let's say, two people earning $35,000 each.
Because of this policy of taxing the most from the highest income earner.
That's basically the point. Of course, you know, one wants to perhaps take into account the fact that a spouse that stays at home relieves certain costs that would otherwise be incurred by the family, and one can make an adjustment for that. But the basic principle of moving towards family taxation is not unimpeded by the fact that one should take into account that that those who are single earners in a family end up paying more tax than the case of two earners, even though they might earn the same or have the same economic power.
Well, let's take a look at the statement that you made that you could make the argument that having one of the spouses stay home relieves the family of some of the costs. Costs of travel to and from work, costs of, what, daycare, costs of increased wardrobe, costs of food while working. That, are these the costs you're talking about?
Yes, those are some of the costs that you know, are additionally incurred, let's say, if both parents or both earners end up working. I think the question is, how do you handle that? And in my view, it is appropriate to allow a bigger personal income tax deduction for those in that situation. But it still doesn't get away from the principle that we should try to tax people as families as opposed to taxing people as individuals.
Well, especially if part of the goal of the taxation policy was to give families the choice of whether one wanted to stay home with the children or not.
Yes, and not only staying at home with children, also including voluntary work. You know, there's some people may want to have the latitude of participating in voluntary workforces or having the flexibility of doing that. And again, there's a penalty if you want to choose that kind of lifestyle. My view is that I'd like to keep taxes out of the decisions of boardrooms, like corporations, and decisions of the bedrooms, like families.
Yeah, surely it ought to be up to the family to decide, is it better for us to have two income earners or better for us to have one income earner, as long as the household income is taxed equally between two income or single income families? I don't get why the government doesn't get it.
Yeah, no, I think that's exactly the point. And in fact, this point was argued many years ago by the Carter Commission back in the 1960s that said we should move to a world of family taxation. There are many countries that have adopted family taxation in some form, certainly I don't. We in Canada, we've already have adopted family taxation in certain aspects of the Income Tax Act. For example, the refundable GST credit and child tax benefit is based on family income. It's not based on individual income. Also, people are currently able to split pension income, which was introduced by this government last year. We also have some other aspects of the tax system that does allow the notion of families to be included in the tax system. So, you know, why not go the whole way?
Okay, let's talk about pension income splitting, because this was introduced by the government, and at the time, I thought it received resounding applause from just about everybody. That's where you had one pensioner getting a high income or a higher income of pension than the other. Perhaps the other one didn't even have a pension. And now they're both allowed to split that amount and be taxed as a household unit as opposed to as individuals, correct?
That's correct. In fact, the way we do it under pension income splitting is that we allow one of the spouses to designate some of the pension income to be earned by the other spouse, so that this way they can basically average their taxes on the pension income. And in a sense, it's like being treated as a family as opposed to being treated as two separate individuals.
Now, in France and in Portugal, as I understand it, they're trying to address their low birth rates in part by addressing aggregate family income, but also allowing families to reduce their tax payments if they grow the size of their family. Is that correct?
That's correct. The French system is a really interesting one. As an example, what they do is you take the income of all members of the family, including children, aggregate it all up, and then you divide it by quotient. And the quotient is based on one per adult, a half for the first two children, and then one for each child above two, which actually kind of gives you more benefit if you're a larger family. And then you divide the income by that quotient. You then calculate the personal tax to be paid on a per capita basis, or once doing that calculation, and then multiply it by the number of the quotient again to calculate the total tax. But it does actually allow for considerably less tax to be paid by large families than you would have with individual income taxation, as we have in Canada.
Is it resulting in a higher birth rate in France?
Well, France does have a relatively low birth rate, just like Quebec. The question is, do these kinds of policies have some impact on actual birth rates? I think that certainly more research is needed to understand that. One thing that has been done is some work that Kevin Milligan at the University of British Columbia has done on the Quebec program that actually gave more money to families if they had more than two children. And what he found actually was that fertility rates were affected in Quebec. It was a very carefully done study, and one that does lead to some suggestion that tax policy can play a role, although that was a different one than the French one.
And what about in the United States? Because I know for a fact that they allow the family members to file and split income.
Yes, they do it, what's called joint filing, and that is what people do is they can choose to, as two members of the family, to jointly file their income taxes together. And what happens is that you virtually double the basic personal exemption and all the tax brackets. So, for example, instead of getting a $10,000 personal exemption, you may get 20. And instead of, let's say, having a tax bracket where the first tax rate applies to, let's say, up to $50,000 in income, instead you get $100,000 if you jointly file. The main point is that it does allow families to reduce significantly their tax compared to a situation where if they had to separately file.
So, again, give the example, if you would, Doctor. Compare the $70,000 total income family where two are earning $35,000 compared to one earning the full $70,000. What's the difference?
Well, I don't have the numbers in front of me right now in order to give the exact numbers. But in an example which I did go through, what happens is that the family with a single earner earning $70,000 could virtually pay $300 more in tax per month. And when you have all the expenses to be incurred, whether it's a mortgage or a car lease or whatever, that amount can mean quite a bit. And some families end up saying, well, a spouse ends up saying, well, I have to go out and work in order to cover the kind of expenses that we have as a family in order to meet our daily needs.
Even though after looking at the expenses of the second person going out and working, they may be only netting $400 or $500 a month. They have to do it because of the taxes.
That's right, because at least if they can get something then and cover these basic needs, and then they feel that at least they can live a little bit more comfortably or certainly being able not to be worried and insecure about whether they can meet all the costs that are being incurred.
I hope you got a good hearing up at the committee today. Thanks very much for coming to Ottawa and testifying.
Okay, my pleasure.